so good as far as where my knee stands. Just coming back and just going after it.
You thinking about it at all?
Nah, not at all. When you tend to think about injuries, that's when it most likely happened. You just got to go out there and play.
You know, there's competition at every position out here. You can see guys pushing each other. Who pushes you?
Myself. You know, Coach Guts always talk about, you know, you're competing against yourself, not necessarily with somebody else. So every day I come out here and just focus on getting better each day. You know, I know I have some flaws today, so tomorrow I'll come back, you know, and work on those flaws. And if I have some flaws tomorrow, I'll just continue to work each day.
Do you have to work to get back to where you were able to go full go? Was it tough?
Yeah, it took some time. You know, of course, you know, I felt like I was ready to go early. But then again, you know, you got to go through the trainers, you know, and how they feel about you recovering, how they feel, you know, just how you feel in general, as far as you've been 100%. And they didn't feel like I was 100 until now. So now I'm out here and getting it going.
Did you drop a couple of balls today? Do you attribute that to kind of getting used to being back on the field and the timing?
That's all it is. You know, Coach Sully always say, you know, you always want to catch everything, but at the end of the day, we focus on, you know, make sure the route was correct. Make sure I get out, you know, get out off the press and get it going. Then I focus on catching the ball after.
You were getting some space and some, you know, getting open pretty easily. Do you feel good, you know, speed-wise? Do you feel like you're at your top speed?
I got a lot to work on. You feel me? I got a lot more running to do. I got fatigued today a little bit quick. So I know as we get further and further into camp, my condition will be better and better.
Did you have an issue with your knee?
No, it's the brace.
So
the honest truth with the brace is they want me to wear it. I don't mind wearing it, but it kept sliding during practice today, so I decided to take it off. And Scott had no issue with me taking it off, and I felt good with it off, so it won't be an issue.
You had the one long pass down the sideline there that obviously wanted to catch, but was it good to be able to, you know, get separation, make a play down, you know, in position to make a play after not being able to do that?
I was quite upset that I dropped it, but my main focus, you know, just that capability of running. When the last time you guys actually seen me got the chance to run and me actually be out there and run to get some defense, you know, that was my main focus. I got out, everything felt real well. I just didn't finish. The next time I'll finish.
How do you feel like you're learning the offense?
Pretty well. You know, as far as OTAs goes, I took a lot of mental reps. Had a lot of sit downs with A-Rod and Hearns. As far as just going over plays, you know, make sure we're testing each other along with other receivers. And I've still got a lot of learning to go, but I'm getting it.
Do you have to manage the knee with, like, off days, or do you expect that you'll be able to be out here every day if there isn't something else?
I don't look to manage it at all, to honestly tell you the truth. I don't feel like, as of right now, I don't feel like it needs to be managed. I'm going to go back in, let the trainers, you know, look at it, you know, based off how they feel and what they want me to do, and that's what I do. But as far as myself, I feel like I'm able to go tomorrow.
How do you think this offense will benefit you?
I'm just here to help, you know, any play, any position possible. You know, Hearns and A-Rob been doing a great job along with Julius and Mercedes. So my whole thing is just coming in and just help as much as I can anywhere, no matter.
How different is it this year compared to last when you were a rookie?
It's not as hectic, you know, as far as, you know, going into our first preseason game, going to our first camp, you know. We actually going to our second year, so we got a little, you know, a foot in the door a little bit as far as, you know, getting acclimated and understanding what we need to do and how to take care of our bodies.